Proverbs Wisdom to Win. Today is about things the world can't cope with, number one. And it comes from Proverbs 30, 22 to 23. We're just going to deal with one of them today. It says there's four things the world cannot cope with. And I'm going to read from the Message Bible because it's so much fun. Here we go. Proverbs 30, 22 to 23. Three things are too much for even the earth to bear. Yes, four things shake the earth's foundations. One, when a janitor becomes a boss. Two, when a fool becomes rich. Three, when a prostitute is voted woman of the year. And four, when a girlfriend replaces a faithful wife. Okay, we're gonna deal with all four of these at some point. But today's number one, when the janitor becomes the boss. And nothing wrong with a janitor. My in-laws ran a business in Sydney, Australia as janitors. They did great, they're amazing. We love you janitors. But the point is this quick shift in leadership where someone who has no previous experience becomes the boss, or someone who has a different motive becomes the boss. So I've called this when a positional leader becomes the boss. When a positional leader becomes the boss. So let me read some other translations. When a servant becomes a king. Another one, the more Jewish style one, it says when a slave reigns. So my sort of take on this after looking at everything is when someone who is bullied becomes the bully, you know, it's becomes a bully leader. Someone who is bullied, or again, not the janitor, I don't think that's a great translation, but someone who should not be the boss becomes the boss. Someone who is in a situation becomes a bully in the work situation. Now, John Maxwell talks a lot about this in his very first book that I ever read. I think it's his first book. It's called The Developing the Leader Within You. I advise you to get that original one. It's updated. I think it's 2.1, Developing the Leader Within You. And John Maxwell, who's just an amazing Christian motivational leader, in that book talks about four levels of leadership, starting with the not so great one through to the great levels. And I'm just going to give you my take on it because there's a lot of words and he uses a graph. I just really invite you to get his book. But my version, four levels of leadership, starting with the lowest, is number one is positional leadership, which is me and my position, me and my title, is a thinking that is the lowest form of leadership. When you go to a restaurant, someone might have the badge manager, but you know that girl over there is really the leader. She is the leader with or without the title. So positional leadership is limited and doesn't reproduce very well. Number two is relational leadership, which is a whole lot better. They're team-based leaders. They think of people, they care for people. Already one to two is a big change in the level of leadership. Number three is fruitfulness, what I call success-based leadership. And although the number two is so good on a team, after a while, teams want to win. So if you're in a soccer team, it's great to be in the team and the coach is amazing, but if we're not winning games, it gets a bit difficult. If a company's not kicking any goals, it gets difficult. So number three, there's got to be success over time. Fruitfulness over time is the third type of leadership. And fourthly, I'm calling it a coach, next generational thinking. How can I multiply, grow, scale out, employ more people, help more people, pass on something to another generation, number four. So here we go, the four again is positional leadership, relational leadership, fruitfulness leadership, and coach leadership. And so this proverb says when the positional leader becomes the boss, there's gonna be trouble in life. And so I just wanna tell you my story a little bit that, and then I'm gonna talk about what we do. When I was in pharmaceutical sales, I was under a brilliant manager who was a terrible human being. And the reason I say that is the way he spoke about women. It was terrible. And dirty jokes all the time in the office, and would only employ males because of that. And I only stayed there in that company a couple of years because I got a promotion in a different company after that. But brilliant person, a very good boss, very, very good salesperson, but a very bad boss. Really did not enjoy being there. So he was a tyrant. He was strong and tough. And what do you do if you're under someone like that? I think that's where I'm going with this little this little last part here, and then some final thoughts and what I did. If we're working under a tyrant or a difficult boss, what can I do? Number one is get God's strength and stay there, at least for a time. And that's what I did. I stayed there for those 2 years and did well. But I was only with him, with the team on Friday afternoon. So I'll come to that. Number two, you could look for a transfer or a retraining opportunity within the company. So there's a chance that you could see there's a transfer somewhere, a different department, a different opportunity, looking for that without causing a stir in the office. Number three, and this is especially now after the COVID-19, is you can have more remote work or limit exposure to that boss or that person. And that's, again, let me say, over that time, I only saw him on Friday afternoons for a sales meeting with other salesmen. And even now is a great chance to do more remote work. And lastly, we can, of course, leave. We can leave, but if we leave, let's leave quickly, leave well. Let's not leave a stink behind us. Let's go well, finish well, etc. So final thoughts on this. The four things the world cannot cope with. One is when a positional leader becomes the boss. Now, final thoughts, it's sort of two final thoughts. One is, don't become like that person in the process. That would be the worst thing for your family, for your future, for your health. When we observe people like that, we need to take note and say, I'm going to be faithful, but I'm not going to become like that person. Number two is, if this is you, if you feel that you are a positional leader, you need to seek God for healing and strength and a new model. When I became a believer, I had only ever seen positional leadership, and I saw in the church definitely team-based leadership, success-based leadership, next-generation-based leadership. It changed my thinking being around bigger thinkers, visionary thinkers, healed thinkers. And I, over time, through God's help, became healed also to become a better leader. And, you know, Jesus says, if you're not faithful in this, you're not going to be faithful in something bigger. So if that's me, if it's you, come on, let's ask God. I don't want to be like that anymore. I want to become a better leader. And here's my last story. Oh, by the way, with that job, after a time I left well and said goodbye to that boss, and there was no hard feelings. But here's my last story. When I was pastoring in Australia, there was one person who didn't like me another place, and spoke badly a bit about me, and I just sucked it up and prayed and clean heart, just kept releasing and releasing. And then I was in the car with Viv, and I just heard another report, what this person had said about me. And of course, it's not true. It's just silly. It's actually silly. But I got so angry in my fingers. I was driving my fingers. I could feel in the steering wheel and probably going a bit close to the car in front of me. And Viv said, what are you doing? I said, nothing. And she said, no, what's back off? So, you know, backed off. And she said, why are you upset? And I said, because that guy said this about me, and I'm gonna complain, and I'm gonna do this. And she was just silent. And we know men, when our wives go silent, we're not doing well right now. This is not a good moment. So I said, what? And after a few minutes of silence, she said, well, you could get angry and you could complain, but then you'll be just like him. Whoa. It's like, she didn't slap me, but it's like the boom, you know, like in one of those memes, boom, what? Wake up time. And I just released the anger, said, God, I'm sorry. And I let it go. And I'm just so thankful that I'm associated with people that believe in forgiveness and love and growth. And as leaders, we need to forgive. But sometimes, let me say it again, sometimes we need to get strength and stay. Sometimes we need to look for a transfer or a new training opportunity. Sometimes we need to do remote work or limit exposure to that person. And sometimes we need to leave. God will give you the wisdom and the strength in your lives. Let me pray. Thank you, Lord, that this is one thing that's universal, that to be under a difficult boss is difficult. And we pray for your strength. We pray for your wisdom, that you would guide us and lead us as believers in Jesus, that we would do the right thing with the company and the team, but also make the right decision for us, our lives, our family, our future, our peace, our health. Help us to make good decisions with bad bosses. In Jesus' name, amen. Hope that's helpful. See you soon.